I work.
No, then it is lovely then.
That's comfortable.
No.
No, it seems to work.
It doesn't look as good.
It's pretty cool, you look like Rambo.
No, I think that works.
Alright, hold on, come on, play the game.
No, see, this way I can't fall off. I think that's.
You're welcome to work however you like.
Come on, come on, come on.
No, I am recording, so you're welcome to start off already. Okay.
Okay, I'll use the PowerPoint anyways. How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay.
I've forgotten to do it in the minutes, but I will do. Oopsie daisy. You guys are first doing a prototype. Before we get to the good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems.
Oh.
The fridge all seconds. Presentation to make?
No,
no, no. Okay. So it's just your show.
Maybe we should bring them across the camera.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
We made three.
Three?
One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato. We've had some red left over.
That I see, okay.
Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speaker recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and there's some there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like individual users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Maybe you guys can.
That's maybe. Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is. Oh no, it's delicate! It's already got its stand, that one. That's its stand. It does also lie flat, but that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay,
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay,
nice and
obvious.
If it's standing up, it's on there. But also we're going to have the company name on the front, which is a little black kind of line.
Alright, okay, brilliant.
So, and that's the transmitter thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it could get bashed.
Yeah, when you're holding it, kind of.
Yeah, well, if you hold it, you can. Well, can hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic if you've got small hands. obviously, I don't think that's real size for you. It'd have to be a bit bigger.
Scale model.
Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well to speak like a position. Then the buttons kind of self-explanatory, just buttons wherever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base prongs at the bottom. We use the tools inside of that.
Right.
And then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place,
no.
But it's quite obvious.
Excellent.
So there we go, and we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
This one too.
This one is I suppose for the younger audiences.
Okay, a more fun sort
so
of
Barney the banana.
Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Excellent, just wait.
Yeah.
Sort of Loch Ness banana. Cool. Yeah. Oh, at least I have options at least.
Yeah. So are there any improvements or issues?
It was
Oh, there are issues.
Just let it lie down once.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance. This is entering the variation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll buttons, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros. So,
what's
after
the rear from the left?
Sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape but just have it flattened.
More like a traditional American truck.
Yeah, I mean it's already got a kind of cool shape, so why wouldn't have to be curved sort of in and out. And by doing so, oh no, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
Double curve on both sides? Curve on? Yeah, this is double curve.
Sure. Curve.
This is double curve. This one is single curve. This is single curve. This is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in.
Like an S shape.
Like a, so it's got a single curve on that bottom half, and the double curve would be if it was that similar curve upward. Okay, I might be wrong.
Like this, one curve on this side, one curve on that side?
I don't think that counts as a curve, I think that's just a shape. The curvature is like the case.
That's the biggest expense.
Yeah, why I've got it too, I don't know, I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Well, we can work around that. What do you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there. But hold on until I find it. I think this shift button might be stuck again. Okay, so that would take away three, which would give us. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
So 11,
cool.
11 euros 60.
So we could even add something.
We could, well, not quite have a scroll wheel, unfortunately. What?
Fire the accountants. yeah, we could add things. If you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from.
Yeah.
And use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no, it just extends it as well.
You can do one thing. You just select one box outside, yeah, this box, then move it with the other box. This. Okay.
One of the buttons is sticking,
yeah.
I don't know what this is.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now move it.
Well, it's because the shift button suffers, isn't it?
Should we, ask our technical expert, Melissa?
That's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons?
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
That's too bad.
Oh, never mind. right, so that's finances. I don't know, what could we reckon we could add?
Well, maybe we could ask someone, but maybe if.
I suppose that's our design that we've got. So.
If we're happy with the design, there's no point spending money if we don't have to. But if there is anything you think we've missed out there, then you know, feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in an ideal place right now.
That's okay, so project values we have on the trail at Euros 50. Project process, everything that went. We have to be done.
Yeah, I think we have a winning plan.
Okay. I'm doing this up.
I think it went quite smoothly.
Room for creativity, were we happy with that?
I think we were very creative.
No, I mean, I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So, we're just going, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Great leadership.
Because they're all getting a raise. Teamwork, I thought that man. Technical stuff is brilliant. Let's buy more. Right. Another one of the new ideas finally means, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest one, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas, we add new shapes, everything.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
Well,
I suppose, yeah. So let's talk about our bonuses. The raises we're getting.
That's it.
I think another couple of days' holiday pay would be well in order for all of you. See if it was a lucky thing. Whoops. Maybe we start cleaning up the cutting.
Does it go back in? Was it reusable?
Something.
I don't know what it says, but it's really, really annoying. I have, yes. Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh, you've got more.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't bother to tell me that on this thing. Is it? Okay. It doesn't tell me.
Is there anything I do to like this?
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah.
We had 5 days ourselves, we thought we were great.
This as well, sorry, we forgot to mention, we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've got.
Okay, hold on.
So now is the final evaluation of the of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to meet at what standard it, whether it meets our standards or not. How what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So, but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmentals. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I am having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board. So these are the three criteria for the evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all user requirements or not?
I think yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
And the user requirement is essentially just to operate the TV,
work?
So...
Yeah.
Because
so
we have...
So, what rating do you personally...
I would say 7.
7.
7 is good, yeah, isn't it? True or false? No, sorry, 1.
Oh, no.
It's true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is...
No, it's like true is 1 8,
okay,
false
right.
Is 7.
Yeah. So it's 1 5 from your point of view.
Yeah.
And what do you say, industrial expert?
It's hard to know. Really, too.
you can tell only like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design because she was our interface expert.
Okay.
But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there's kind of a shortage of buttons. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 2.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1. Basic requirements of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology wise, price wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers, like we are having only 2-3 designs. Like we are having one banana design and the other one is orange and
yellow
orange. And the third one is what you get, that is not acceptable. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him. No, don't buy our product because we like this only. So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, 2 or 3 kinds there, and
fruits.
Yeah.
Is that not trends?
No. Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that, because whatever companies, they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like if we see, look at the smallest thing, Toffee's chocolates. They give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape. So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only 1 or 2 choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolates. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have 2 or 3 choices, but they're different designs and we're coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but
no,
I personally won't give it rating beyond 3.
Okay.
So, we can,
tough cookie.
Yeah, on average, we can think 3-4. 3 or 4? No, sorry. It should
6.
Be
5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No, sorry. We are doing very wrong things. Yeah, we are taking everything. That's I am taking it right only. Yeah, 1.8. Yeah, exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
right.
Just reaching 2, so we will.
Okay, yeah.
So, what about the trends?
Can you explain what you want us to write there?
Sorry?
How it conforms to current trends?
Yeah, again, the fashion trends, this also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, going on the specifications that we had, like fruit and vegetables are quite popular. That people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons. I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, I'm sure. 3. Good for 3.
As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you say. It does have the push buttons, or the scroll buttons, but doesn't have that fancy solar power or the vibrating energy mechanism. So I give it a 4. I give it kind of middle of the road for technology.
Yeah, and so just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So, also, I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So, yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape, because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything of everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them some or showing some association with them. So, and in this way our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and ours is quite simple and quite handy. So that is also that also our product meets the fashion trends of the market. Yes, it is spongy also, so they can play with it, it's quite good. So then I think maybe I can give it to. So is it fun? So what about company strategy?
Was yellow.
It was a lot of discussing, which is good. I feel I got my say. So yeah, I give the company strategy 2.
Well, I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay, so yeah. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
What? Okay, just fine.
I'll go with 2.
So what about you, Brian?
Yeah, I pretty much kept to the company strategy, so I'll go for a 1, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Me also like this product. This meets all company strategy. Like, our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it like 1. So we can say 2 or 1. Overall, we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think overall, the evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
In which case we are done, as we have evaluated and we are within budget.
Cool.
Champagne lunch.
Yeah.
I've got to write notes. Okay. What rate was there?
So I have to write up. Couple more forms. And
yeah. I've got a report to write as well.
I like my job.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, can you come on 93?
93?
Nurses in project, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll get there eventually.